Last month, the Minnesota legislature passed their $988 million bonding bill, and among the projects included in the bill was several million in funding for the St. Louis River Estuary Restoration Project. And these funds will also trigger some federal funds through the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative to accelerate cleanup efforts in the St. Louis River and the Duluth Superior Harbor. On the phone with us this morning is Chris Eilers, Executive Director of the St. Louis River Alliance, to talk with us about this. Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. Thank you for having me.
So this is very good news, I think. This is new funding, or is this restoration of previously promised funding? I've heard several opinions about where this funding is coming from and what it's about.
Well, this is the request was on behalf of the state, the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency, and other agencies who are working on the restoration projects in the harbor and up into the river. This was a way of trying to get some match money that would trigger some federal dollars. So Minnesota is our area of concern here that was designated an area of concern by the EPA back in the 80s. It is a very successful AOC in that we do have other funds that help contribute to the restoration project. So Minnesota has shown its commitment to this project by passing the bonding bill this last, this last session. So we're very happy about this. This has been a long time in the making, many, many years of planning by all the teams that have been working on this. And so the passing of this this bonding bill and $25.4 million will trigger a federal match of $47.2 million in order to get this very large part of the project done. This is the largest piece of the remedial action plan that needs to be done. Mm-hmm. It's a requirement by the EPA that this gets done, so or an agreement with the EPA that this gets done. So because we are able to trigger some federal funds, that means that Minnesota will not be on the hook for the entire $73 million or so. So that's it is great news for everybody. Yeah. It also is great for our economy and for our higher quality of life here in our area.
Let's step way back for a minute and talk about where this pollution has come from, why it's in the river and in the harbor. Is it from the shipping industry? Is it from the historical steel industry that used to be upriver a bit? What's the cause of the pollution to begin with?
Well, these 10 sites, it's a combination of old industry. And because it's very old, you can't necessarily identify a responsible party for this. This is separate from the Superfund sites.
Okay.
Which, U.S. Steel is one of the Superfund sites. But these are separate. These do not have an identified party. So that's why this was very important to get this funding to take care of right now. So it's just really old, back before the Clean Water rule and all that, it was okay, considered okay to dump stuff into the water.
Oh, yes.
So hopefully we have learned from that and can get this stuff cleaned up.
That's great, yes. After centuries then of just abuse of the
it's
water.
Old. It's old. Yeah, it's a considered legacy pollution. So there's things like heavy metals and PAHs. And if people want a lot more detail, they can go on the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency's website to find that out. And then also we're having an event this Thursday, so we'll be celebrating this this great accomplishment. And we want to thank our legislators for working so hard on this and the commitment from the community to get this work done. This required a lot of people working very hard to get all these things ready to go and also to get it passed in the at our state legislature.
Right. So the St. Louis River Alliance holding an event. This is at Pier B Resort down in downtown Duluth.
That
this
is
Thursday
correct.
At 5 o'clock.
Yes. It'll be from 5 to 7. So come on down and we're going to celebrate a little bit. And then we're going to talk about how this money is going to be used and who it's going to be used by and what is coming up next for our organization.
So does this include things like dredging and cleaning up, say, the Minnesota Slip where the Irvin is, things like that, or
yep.
various projects?
That does include that. And, in fact, in conjunction with our events on Thursday, there's also a public open house at Minnesota Pollution Control Agency office to discuss. There's four designs, alternatives out that they want public comment on so people can go to both events on the same night. We'll also have some people at our event that will have some of the details of what they want the public to take a look at and comment on. So there's four designs that they're working on right now. Minnesota Slip is one of them, yes.
I want to ask a rather delicate question, because this is fantastic news. Of course, this is $73 million almost to help clean up the harbor and the river.
Right.
But in the big picture, is it going to be enough? I hope it is, but I worry, can it possibly be enough? Can we possibly make this work?
Well, for this phase of the project, that is enough. And it used to be, their estimates were a lot higher in the past until they did all the science to back this up. So they do believe that this is enough. And of course, you know, there's probably never enough money to clean up every last drop. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we have to go with what's reasonable and what is affordable for, you know, there's, because this is a very intense project, but you know, there's more projects that need to be done besides this sediment issue, and so we're hoping that the federal government, you know, reinstates the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative back up to the $300 million that it has been at for the last 7 years. I believe it's been 7 years. So We are still advocating that they restore that Great Lakes Restoration Initiative funds, because that is what has been propelling the success of all of the cleanup work that's been happening in our area, and as well as 42 other areas of concern around the Great Lakes.
Wonderful. We're speaking with Chris Eilers, the Executive Director of the St. Louis River Alliance, and we thank you so much for your efforts. This is good news, and we look forward to enjoying some cleaner water in the river and the harbor.
Thank you. So. This is great news, and it affects our entire area and all the way through the state and across the Great Lakes. So thank you so much for having me.
Take care, Chris. Have a good day.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Chris Eilers, Executive Director of the St. Louis River Alliance, speaking with us about the new funding that has come from the $988 million bonding bill that includes $25.4 million in funding from the state of Minnesota for the St. Louis River Estuary Restoration Project. And these funds have also triggered $47.2 million in federal funds made available through the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative to accelerate the cleanup efforts of the St. Louis River and the Duluth Superior Harbor.